can see clearly now the rain.
Welcome back to the conversation. As you know, impeachment's almost inevitable, either today, tomorrow, sometime very soon. I'm guessing today. I'm not quite sure. This despite the fact that the House had no fact witnesses. Now, Chuck Schumer, of course, saying, well, we need fact witnesses in the Senate. Of course you do, Senator, but you didn't demand that of the House when they had hearsay and gossip and all sorts of people parading around with opinions but not actual facts. But that being as it is, we now know that Alyssa Slotkin is going to vote for impeachment, as are several other members of Congress that are in districts won by Donald Trump. Trump won my district, the Michigan 8th Congressional District, by 7 points in 2016. Alyssa Slotkin took it by 3. It's a Republican plus 4 district. And so I guess my point of view is, hey, at least they're on the record. Great. They're on the record. We know where they stand. And now you have a clear choice to make. Joining me, Laura Trump, an American television producer, campaign advisor to the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, and, of course, his daughter-in-law. Laura, welcome back to the program.
Hello. Great to be back with you. And we have so much to discuss, don't we? They don't leave us with any downtime.
No, they don't. It's a breakneck pace. But let's back up a little bit before we get to the impeachment vote and all that. You know, when they voted on the articles of impeachment, they declared that Donald Trump was such a danger to the Republic that they waited 45 minutes and came out and said, hey, we'll support USMCA. I mean, if the guy's a danger to the Republic and everything's going to hell in a handbasket, which, of course, it's not, why would you go out and make a deal with him? I mean, none of it makes any sense, does it?
No, but I mean, we have to break this down very, very simply and get to the root of what is going on here, Steve. The bottom line here is that this is nothing new. This does not have anything to do with the Ukrainian phone call. This has nothing to do with anything except the fact that the Democrats are still upset that they lost in 2016 because the anointed one, Hillary Clinton, was supposed to be the 45th president of the United States. She was supposed to be the first female president. And unfortunately for them, the country had other plans, and they saw something in Donald Trump, and they said, we need to give this guy a shot because the old way isn't working. They're still upset about that. Mere minutes after the president was inaugurated, the first article started coming out about why they were going to impeach Donald Trump and that there would be an impeachment and how do we do this. So that is the bottom line here. It has nothing to do with Ukraine. It has nothing to do with bribery, with any of the stuff that they've tried to throw out there to the American people that they are clearly not buying because nobody wants the president to be impeached. We see that every single day. They know that their Democrat candidates in 2020 are going to lose to this president. So the only option they have, the only thing they can think to do is try and impeach him. And unfortunately for them, again, the American people are not getting on board with this because we have seen fundraising at the campaign go through the roof.
Oh, it's off the charts, isn't it?
Nancy Pelosi called for this.
Right.
It's not working for him, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's off the charts, the fundraising. And I think that you're exactly right. It has nothing to do with a phone call on July 25th between the president and President Zelensky of Ukraine, but it does have everything to do with a phone call. It has everything to do with a phone call that was received by the president on November 9th, 2016, when Hillary Clinton conceded the election. That's the phone call it has to do with. Am I right or wrong?
That's exactly right. No, that's exactly right. They would have liked for Hillary Clinton to have never called Donald Trump. They would have contested the whole thing, recounted votes all day long. We would have spent God knows how much money figuring out that Donald Trump actually legitimately won the presidency. But listen, we only spent, $30 million on the Mueller investigation to figure out that we didn't collude with Russia. That was the first attempt to try and get Donald Trump out of office,
sure.
And that fell flat on its face.
You would have thought
it's just kind of crazy, but I do think the American people are smart. I think they've been paying close attention, and I think that they're really excited to vote for Donald Trump for 4 more years.
I think you're right. In fact, I travel around Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. I was in Iowa for 3 or 4 days here just a few days ago, and I can tell you that the support for the president is stronger than it's ever been. The support for impeachment just doesn't exist in most of these swing states. It doesn't. And the reason is simple. You look at the economy. You look at the unemployment at 3.5%, lowest ever for African-Americans, Hispanics, women. You look at the USMCA that we got done, the China deal phase one, the right to try, the first step back, the VA accountability, all of these things, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, all of these things this president got done that were not done by predecessors that are important. And people see that he's fighting for them and for this country. And so, therefore, in these states that matter, be it Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, wherever it is, the people in these states that will reelect him in 2020, they get it. They get it.
Oh, they absolutely get it. They get it every single day. And I always say people are not going to vote against their own best interest. And whenever you have things working for people, they're finally, thank God, working now under President Donald Trump for the American people again. People are not going to vote against that. You have seen, we have seen the stock market go up 10,000 points since Donald Trump became president. Although, don't you recall that they all said we would have a recession, that the economy of this country would fall apart
and never recover?
We have somebody that's doing the right thing in the White House, and people don't want to change that.
Yeah, you know, we were told the economy would not only crash, but it would never recover. So said these Pulitzer Prize winning, Nobel Prize laureates, excuse me, that know nothing. Laura Trump on the phone with us. Well, I mean, it's embarrassing how little they know some days. Okay, so I honestly think, I mean, I talked about the things that have been accomplished so far, and that's just a partial list of the things that have been done by this president. But I think the impeachment should be worn as a badge of honor. Think about the headwinds that this guy has faced from day one when the Associated Press started by saying, well, he removed the bust of Martin Luther King. And that lie went viral in 5 minutes. It's still out there. It's absolutely not true, but that's how they started. So the media and their handmaidens, the Democrats, or vice versa, however you look at it, have been against him from day one. And yet he's gotten all of these things done. So I think impeachment is a badge of honor because I truly believe Donald Trump, the president of the United States, is going to do something that's never been done in American history. That's be impeached and then be reelected in a landslide. Your thought?
Well, I certainly agree with you on all of that. I think, you know, I always think about fast forward 50 years. And I tell the president all the time, I really do think he's going to go down in history as one of the greatest presidents this country has ever seen. And you know, for everything that he's faced, you're right. We have seen such incredible accomplishments under his administration. Could you imagine, Steve, for a second, if anybody at all in Congress decided to work alongside the president and wanted to do what's right for the American people on the Democrat side, other than try and get him out of office? They have worked against him at every single step of the way. They tried to claim that they came up with USMCA. They tried to claim that as their own. We know that that was President Donald Trump. At least we have that going forward. But it's sort of amazing to see what he's been able to do. And I think you're right. Listen, he's got to wear this as a badge of honor, this
absolutely
nonsense, because that's the only thing. It shows how strong he is, and it shows how great a job he's doing, that is the only thing they have left. That's their only way to get him out of office, is trying to impeach him.
Yeah,
so he should take that, quite frankly, as a compliment.
Well, but you look at it in the Democrats, for example, not one Democrat, not one, voted for the tax breaks at the end of 2017. Not one. But everyone's going to line up and vote for impeachment. I mean, and you wonder why the American middle class is looking at you going, what the hell are you doing? I mean, honestly, what are you doing about all of these other things? Infrastructure and growing wages and making sure the economy is strong. What are you doing to make sure our southern border is secure? This president is doing all of those things. Democrats doing nothing. Laura, I'll give you the last word. You got 30 seconds.
Well, I think I would just encourage people, listen, this is a time of year where we can reflect on the past year and look forward to the next one. Reflect on your life. If your life is a little bit better, if things are going better for you financially, you have to give some credit, if not a lot of credit, to President Donald Trump. And we all have to get out there and fight. Listen, we feel very confident going into 2020 about a reelection. But I grew up playing sports my whole life. You play every second of the game like you're
That's
behind,
right.
And we will do that up until Election Day. And there's no doubt that if you have been happy with what this president has done so far, think about what he can do with four more years.
Laura Trump, great conversation. I'll see you in Battle Creek in a short time. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, You can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.